Shalom, shalom. It's your girl, Jetty, Empress Jetty, the rabble rouser. That is, Yah be glorified, magnified, and praised. Speak truth through me, Father, please. Amen. Dig it, guys. This morning, I want to talk to the chosen ones who, hallelujah, walked in obedience. Right? Now, we let go of a lot of stuff. We let go of a lot of stuff. We let go of people. We let go of a whole lot of stuff. We let go of everything, didn't we, y'all? We let it all go, didn't we, y'all? The Most High that took us down to zero, zilch, nothing but Him. But man, oh man, the delight of how He showed us His ability to provide for us in supernatural ways when we let go of all of that which He was telling us was not for us in this season, right? Some of these testimonies of the miraculous way that the Most High led us through the wilderness, made crooked places straight, made dry the land so we could walk on it. I'm talking about turn water to ice so we could skate across it, okay? The Most High did some amazing things for those of us who listened and who let go of what God told us to let go of and who put ourselves into a position where we are ready for the new thing that the Most High is about to do. And we know that the Most High promised us He's about to do a new thing. And we believe it and we can feel it. We can feel it in a gold tooth, can't we, y'all? So let's talk about what we need to do when we get to that place. Now, in another episode, I spoke about, there were a few instructions that are attached to this that I spoke about before. One of them was, when Yah does that new thing and showers those blessings on you, do not share them with the foolish. Point blank, right? We talked about that, right? We also talked about not building old structures with the new people. Like, don't now adopt the same kind of weird dysfunctional realities, right? Don't recreate those dysfunctional realities. But let me tell y'all something. There is this tendency to dim. What it does is it undermines the testimony of the Most High Yah, right? Where the world will tell you that you, when you get a blessing, you're supposed to hide that blessing so that the evil eye doesn't come upon you, right? So jealousy doesn't come and this and that. And you know, there is scriptural reference for not showing your enemies everything you got, or not even showing your new best friend everything you got, right? Because when the children of Israel did that, they entertained, you know, these people and showed them the storehouse and the treasure house. The people went back and reported it to their leaders and came back and sacked them and waged war and came and took all the stuff that they showed them, right? So there is wisdom in not showing everything you got. Don't show all your blessings, right? However, what we're not finna do is start to walk around and have the sad face looking all ashy and not celebrating our wins, not telling people the things that the Most High is doing for us because we don't want to hurt their feelings or make them feel bad because they're struggling and we went in and we don't want the jealous people to get wind of it. The devil is a lie. The Most High is making difference. You are His testimony. You are His living testimony. So if when He does this new thing and you really come up, for one thing, you're not going to be able to hide it even if you wanted to. A lot of these blessings, you are just not going to be able to hide. They're not the kind of things that are going to be like little small private things. But some things are going to be just for you. Right? Some things are just special little treats that are just for you and not for everybody, right? But here's what you want to do. You want to strike that perfect balance because you don't want to brag, right? You don't want to like become puffed up about these blessings because what we brag on is that we know Yah, right? We brag on knowing Yah, like, yes, I know a Yah who takes care of me. If you're going to brag, simply brag that the Most High chose you and that He's moving through your life, right? But we don't want to get caught in either place. We don't want to be caught in the place where, because of the sensibilities of the world and what they're going through, we put, we hide the blessing of Yah so that they don't know the difference. They don't know if we're struggling or not. They should know we ain't struggling. They should know we good and blessed. They should know we comfortable. They should know we're in love. They should know we got that baby or that set of twins or we got that new car with no car note or we got the business opportunity with no loans. We got like the Most High is doing these kinds of things to show difference and to be a testimony. So we should strike that balance between not being a braggart. Look, I got a new car, you ain't got nothing. Okay? We're not to be a braggart, but we are to celebrate our wins. We are definitely to celebrate our wins. I don't want nobody telling you that you can't celebrate your wins because somebody else is crying. You can't celebrate life because somebody else is dying. You can't celebrate health because somebody else is sick. Right? We're not doing that. The Most High says don't do that. He says we must remain in a balanced place where we neither hide the blessings of Yah, nor do we flaunt them, if you will, right? Simply continue like you've been going. If people have watched your struggle, let them same people watch your come up. You ain't got to run over there and rub it in their nose, but you ain't got to hide it, right? You should walk boldly so that the testimony of what the Most High has done for you speaks for itself. And it will. Some of these things that you're about to get, guys, are mind-blowing, right? But those ones that are private, those ones that are really just for you, keep those ones private. Keep some stuff to yourself. Keep some things to yourself, right? But don't hide the blessings and don't hide your favor and don't be ashamed of it and don't feel bad because you win and somebody else is losing, okay? So strike that balance because y'all is definitely doing a new thing. It's getting ready to go down. It's already going down. Some of y'all are already getting the former rain, but that latter rain, baby, is going to be a whole other level. So it's already going to be a whole other level just in being what it is. So you don't need to play it up. All you have to do is present it in its truth. You don't need to exaggerate or play it up or rub it in anybody's face. All you need to do is mention it and walk in it and be in it and let them see. It is what it is. Don't hide it and don't flaunt it. Don't brag, right? Don't brag like that like na 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 spirit, right? Don't do that. Don't do the na 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 na. But you can definitely do the, oh yeah, well, we don't have the problems. We're chilling here. We don't, the Most High did not yeah, he ain't put us through that. We didn't do that. We didn't have to have that problem. We don't have that problem no more. Tell the people. Not in that mocking, nee. Like, we're not that. We're like, yeah, as a matter of fact, no, I don't have that struggle. And as a matter of fact, yeah, I am really blessed. And as a matter of fact, I don't have a care in the world. Now that you mention it. And don't let somebody guilt you into sharing with evildoers and unbelievers. Because if y'all wanted the evildoers and the unbelievers to have it, he would have gave it to them. He gave you an overabundance so that you would give to the righteous, so that you would bless the righteous. Everybody poor is not entitled to a blessing. Everybody sick is not entitled to a healing. Everybody lonely is not entitled to a friend. Some folks lonely because they don't know how to be a friend. Some po folks poor because they're wasteful. Right? And so they need to see how right conduct is rewarding in the real world. In the real world, right conduct is rewarding. But you can't let it become a stain on your character. Right? So yeah, that's all I got for you guys here. And it's your girl Jetty, Empress Jetty the Rabble Rouser, signing out from Black Enlightainment. If you haven't already, go to the YouTube channel, which is also Black Enlightainment, and check out the playlist entitled The Culture. Those are original songs by me. If you're in the business, you're gonna see I clearly need some help. Okay, them songs are good songs, but ratchet recordings. If you would like to partner with me, if you'd like to help me out in any way, whether it's cleaning up the songs, distribution, if you've got you'd like me to come and do a little mini concert, any of that kind of stuff, hit your girl up. I'll pray on it. If y'all says yes, it's a yes. If y'all says no, it's a no. Okay, it ain't personal. It's always spiritual with me. But I do need some feedback on the songs. Just let me know how you like them, which are your favorites, and this and that. Especially since I have an event coming up, I've got to do a few songs, and I know I want to do Devilment. I know I want to do Y'all Promise, but I don't know what the other two. So maybe you can give me some feedback on that. And with that, guys, I am out. Y'all be glorified, magnified, and praised. Peace.